Remember that scene in I.R. Robot, where Will Smith's like weaving through traffic in his futuristic Audi? Like, turns out self-driving cars might be less about sleek sci-fi and more about like mountains of data. At least that's what this article we're looking at argues.
Yeah, it's a really interesting approach. So instead of relying just on simulations, Tesla's tapping into the real world. They're using all this data that their cars are collecting on the road and using it to train their AI.
So instead of a perfect, like, virtual reality, Tesla's AI is learning from experience, kind of like how we do, even when it's messy and unpredictable.
Exactly. It's kind of like learning to swim from a textbook versus actually like jumping in the pool.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the real-world data gives them this edge, lets the AI adapt to all sorts of conditions, driving quirks, things that a simulation might miss.
And they're turning their drivers into AI trainers while they're at it.
Right.
Like, Hoofs tweeted about his experience with full self-driving, FSD version 12.5.4. He said, I love being a real-world tester, even when things go wrong.
It's a brilliant strategy, really, like large-scale crowdsourcing, but for AI development.
I mean, it seems to be working, at least based on some of the feedback.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the seventh generation had a pretty good review after their Houston to Dallas road trip using FSD. But on the other hand, you have someone like Hunter Newberry 8 saying the phantom braking almost caused an accident. It's like a typical beta test, but happening on this huge public scale.
Yeah, that's the trade-off with this approach. It's constantly evolving, learning from every mile driven, but that also means there are going to be some bumps in the road.
And this is where it gets even more interesting, right? The article then kind of goes into Tesla's robo-taxi ambitions. Like, they're really aiming to revolutionize transportation.
Yeah, it's a huge vision. Like imagine a world where you don't have to own a car. You need to go somewhere. You summon a robotaxi.
It's like having your own personal chauffeur,
Yeah.
but hopefully without the awkward small talk.
Right, exactly. And the article even talks about how this could, like, I don't know, really change cities. Think about it. Less traffic, way fewer parking lots, more green spaces. They even quote this urban planner, Mason May, and he suggests that this could let people live farther away from city centers. So your commute time just becomes like productive time or leisure time.
Okay, yeah, I'm sold. Work or nap in your robotaxi. That's the future I want. But this is all depending on us getting to level 5 autonomy,
Right.
where the car can handle literally anything. No human input needed.
Yeah, you're right. That's the billion-dollar question. Because it's one thing for a car to drive itself on a highway, but it's a whole other thing to navigate like a snowstorm in a busy city with pedestrians darting out 3 blocks away. We're talking about teaching a machine to understand like all the little things humans do, to predict the unpredictable.
It's like the difference between following a recipe and like whipping up a 5-star meal from scratch.
Precisely. And while Tesla is really putting a lot of faith in this approach, it's not like they're alone, right? You've got companies like Waymo who are also making some serious progress, especially in mapping and navigating these really complex urban environments.
It's a really cool race to watch. But here's where things get a little controversial. The article mentions Tesla's decision to not use LiDAR. You know, that laser technology that a lot of companies think is essential for self-driving.
Right, it's definitely been a big debate in the industry. A lot of people see LiDAR as like essential for accurate depth perception, obstacle avoidance, all that, especially in tough conditions.
But Elon Musk, well, he's called it a crutch. He says that Tesla can get the full autonomy with just cameras. Like, humans do it, right? I mean, we don't have lasers shooting out of our heads, at least not yet.
It's a bold statement for sure. But what's interesting is that the article mentions how even some of the companies that were super into LiDAR, like Bosch, Mobileye, they're actually scaling back a bit. So that might mean there's a shift happening.
So maybe Tesla was actually onto something.
It's possible. They're putting their money on this vision-based system, powered by that mountain of real-world data. They think that's going to give them the edge.
And the article connects this back to Tesla's whole thing about liking scalable solutions,
Yeah.
things that are cost-effective. LiDAR is not cheap, and if they can get the same results with cameras, it would make self-driving way more affordable.
And that's huge for this whole robo-taxi idea to actually work. If you want people to use it, it's got to be affordable.
This whole approach, it's really interesting, but the article, it doesn't shy away from the challenges. Even with all the updates Tesla's putting out, the FSD still has, I don't know, some quirks, right? Like, remember at Hunter Newberry 8
Yeah.
and that whole phantom braking thing.
Yeah, definitely. And it just goes to show Tesla's doing this real-world beta testing, which is really innovative, but it's not always going to be smooth sailing. They've basically got thousands of drivers, like, debugging their system out there in real time.
So, like, they're crowdsourcing the beta testing itself.
Exactly. And while that definitely means you're going to have some rough edges here and there, it also means that they're getting tons of data, figuring out problems, and pushing out solutions way faster than they could with traditional development.
So it's a trade-off. You get to be on the cutting edge, but you got to accept that there might be a few bumps along the way. Or, you know, sudden stops.
Exactly. I think the big takeaway here is for anyone who's thinking about Tesla's FSD, it's still a work in progress. It has a ton of potential, but it's not perfect. And if you're going to rely on it, you're taking a bit of a leap of faith.
It does kind of feel like we're watching this technology being born, right?
Yeah.
Something that could completely change how we think about transportation.
Yeah.
And that gets me thinking, like, what happens when, or even if, this tech actually reaches its full potential? That's something the article really got me thinking about.
It's really interesting to think about. Imagine if owning a car wasn't something you had to do, but something you chose to do. Cities designed around these shared autonomous vehicles, no more traffic jams.
Right. A world where your commute could be like productive time or just a chance to relax, listen to that audiobook you've been meaning to get to.
Exactly. It could change everything, you know, how we think about transportation, our cities, the environment. It's huge.
Tesla is definitely painting a bold vision, one that's got people talking and innovating. Will they be the first to figure out level 5 autonomy? I don't know. But they've definitely given us a lot to think about. So what do you think about a future full of robotaxis? It's a big question with no easy answers. Head over to our social media and let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your take. And until next time, keep those deep dots coming.